This is a CBC podcast. Podcasts. Man, there are so many of them out there.
Hit it!
Podcast Playlist collects, selects, dissects the best. Podcast Playlist with hosts Matt Galloway and Lindsay Michael. Now with its own brand spanking new podcast. Imagine that. Find it at cbc.ca/podcast playlist or subscribe on iTunes or your favorite podcast app.
From Victoria School of the Arts in Edmonton, proud home of the Oilers, undefeated in their new downtown arena, it's the Irrelevant Show!
Okay, Dad, watch how smooth I'm getting.
Whoa, before you do anything, safety check.
Aw, Dad, really?
Yes, really.
Okay, all good.
Good. Now, are your hands in the proper position?
Yes, my hands are in the proper position.
And did you double check your sight lines?
Dad, please stop. I know what I'm doing. Just let me assassinate this double agent.
Nickelodeon and YTV present Learner's License to Kill.
Learner's License to Kill.
Clear space on the DVR for tonight. It's all jammed up with episodes of Chopped, and I really need to record some. Oh God.
What is it?
Sorry, I just turned on my phone. I missed a call from my dad, and he left me a.
He didn't.
He.
Just say it.
He left me a voicemail.
Are you going to listen to it?
I have to.
You don't have to. You'll be gone for so long. There's all the steps to get to the message and then the message itself.
You can't just ignore a voicemail. The red circle on the icon will just be there, hovering over everything. My phone will never stop telling me I have a message. I can't live like that.
So you're just gonna leave me to raise our son on my own?
Daddy?
Hey, buddy.
Why did you stop throwing the ball back to me? How come you and Mommy are crying?
You don't have to tell him!
He needs to hear this from me! Well, buddy. Well, you see, Grandpa got confused about what century it was. And left me voicemail.
A voicemail? Doesn't Grandpa know that your phone can see that he called and what time it was and also that it saves his number?
I know, buddy. I know. But I have to check this message.
How long will you be gone?
There's no way to know.
I don't want to watch you go.
Then don't. Close your eyes. And when you open them, I'll be gone. Close them.
Hey, you're still here.
Well, shoot, buddy. You gotta give me a sec. Okay. Here we go.
You have one new voice message. To play your messages, press 1. First new message. Sent today at 10:36 a.m. from 1-250-758-9432.
Hey there, son. It's your dad.
I know. I have caller ID.
Yeah, it's about 36 past the hour of 10 in the a.m.
Who tells the time like that?
I'm just driving down to 401. Thought I'd give you a call there. I'm heading over to Rick's house, see what he's up to. So, yeah. Just wondering what you're up to. Well, give me a call. You can call me on this number here. I'm calling from my cell number there. I think you have the number. If you don't,
no,
it's,
do not give me your phone number.
My number is 250.
No.
758.
Stop. Please stop. No more.
9432.
You are tearing my family apart.
4.
No more.
2.
I can't go on.
929.
I wish I'd said something better to my boy.
Okay. Give me a call there. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank God, it's over.
Oh, hey, you know what?
Oh!
I think I gave you too many numbers there.
End of message. To delete this message, press 7. To save it, press 9. Message deleted.
Oh. Honey.
Chris, is that you? Oh my God, you're back.
Mom, who's this?
Welcome to Fashion News. I'm Jakob Biestmeet, and we're here in New York City for Fashion Week. In a few minutes, we'll take you to Skylight Clarkson Square for the much-anticipated new show by the bad boy of fashion, Amaretto Cordoba. But first, our roving reporter, Tinsley Pilkington-Smythe, takes us to the streets of New York, where she's been checking out the latest, the hottest, and the freshest urban fashion. What up, Tins?
That's right, Jakob. I'm here at the club AJ Swash, where the fashionistas are in full flight. Oh, you, sir, you have to tell me about those undergarments. They're fabulous.
My underwear?
I can see it. Just where your fabric capris are riding low.
These are rugby pants.
They're amazing. Your underwear is essentially a droopy elastic band with a few shreds of cloth hanging off it. Fantastic. Sure to create a buzz among the fashionistresses at AJ Swash.
It's AJ's wash. It's a laundromat.
Thrilling! They've converted a laundromat into a high-fashion fashion club. Ma'am, who are you wearing?
Who? What am I wearing?
Who are you wearing?
Well, these Grad 97 sweatpants were my ex-boyfriend's, and this Will Smith Millennium Tour t-shirt is also my ex-boyfriend, so I guess I'm wearing my ex-boyfriend?
And your clutch?
Oh, it's an Arby's bag. I picked up some onion rings.
I'd like to tell you how much I love it, but I'm too busy loving it. Look, here's a man wearing short shorts and one sock. What statement are you making with this ensemble?
I'm down to my last socks, but I needed something to put quarters in for the machine, so I put them in this sock.
I love it. Tell me more.
Well, once I put all these quarters in the machine, then I'll be able to put the sock back on and I'll have two socks.
Every look tells a story. And the half tee that covers only your shoulders?
Oh, yeah. I got this t-shirt as a toddler and it's been weirdly growing with me ever since. It fits a bit more slim than it used to, but it still covers part of my torso.
Pashmina, I adore it. Well, the beats and the fashion are getting intense. It looks like bleary eyes and coffee breath will be all the rage in 2017. From AJ Swash in the heart of New York's Fashion District, I'm Tinsley Pilkington Smythe for Fashion News.
You're listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1, coming to you today from Victoria School of the Arts in Edmonton.
Today's episode of The Irrelevant Show is brought to you by a luxurious new spa for pets.
It's time to pamper your four-legged best friend. And I don't mean your dog or cat. No, it's time to give a luxuriant spa experience to the other special friend in your life.
Spaguana.
Spaguana is the new luxury retreat for lizards and reptiles. Your favorite cold-blooded friend will flick out his tongue in pleasure for the heated stones and sun lamps in our dry room.
Spaguana.
Your pet frogs and salamanders can relax and rejuvenate in our wet room, a mineral-rich pond sanctuary with lily pads and deep, muddy, worm-filled holes. Oh, and we haven't forgotten your slithering buddies. Your snakes will spend hours enjoying the snake den, our warm, humid pit where hundreds of serpents can coil and wrap themselves around each other infinitely as we hydrate their digestive tracts with softly infused mint vapors drifting up from the natural geyser below. At the end, you'll get a snake bath.
Spaguana.
For more active pets, there's our battle room. Your Komodo dragons can burn off steam with some good-natured reptilian violence and then return to the sanctuary of the dry room to nurse their wounds.
Spaguana.
If you book during a holiday, we'll dress your reptilian friend as Santa or the Easter Bunny, and our on-site photographer will capture the fun memory forever.
Spaguana.
So visit Spaguana today and talk to like-minded people who share your love for cold-blooded, unblinking dinosaurs.
Spaguana.
We now offer live music three nights a week at the Spaguana Lounge. Here's one of the great acts we've booked for this month.
When I was a young man and wild in my ways, I'd have seconds and thirds at the sinner's buffet. Lovers' hearts were my playthings, but now that I'm old, the clubs are too drafty and cold. I didn't mature, I'm still selfish and mad. I'm not any more wise, just too tired to be bad. I used to spend my nights doing whatever I pleased. Now tying my shoelaces up makes me wheeze. I'd love some debauchery to howl until dawn. It's too much of a pain to put my pants back on. I'd seduce several women a night as a lad. Now it's jammies by nine. I'm too tired to be bad. I live in the moment, 'cause 'cause I've forgotten the past. No pleasure in feasting, just heartburn and gas. My black turtlenecks have all turned to plaid, and I groan when I stand, I'm too tired. My vanity's gone now, my pride in my taste. Sag like these sweatpants with elastic waist. A woman once called me her Sir Galahad. Now the young folks all say that I'm just like their dad. Yes, it hurts just to think of the fun that I had, but now everything hurts way too much to be bad.
Welcome to Taco Hut. Can I take your order?
Oh, okay. Let's see. I'll have a hard taco. Yeah. One beef taco, please.
You sure?
Yeah, beef. Final answer. One beef taco.
Okay.
Guillermo, 18 beef tacos.
And the bathroom key is just at the end of the counter.
Wait, sorry. I just ordered one taco.
That's right, sir. One order of 18 tacos.
No. One taco. Just one single taco.
Sir? Is this your first time eating tacos?
Yes.
Well, there's no such thing as one taco. No one has ever come in here, ordered one taco, and eaten one taco. One taco is 18 tacos.
Yeah, but I only want one. I just want to eat one and stop.
Sir, no. Nobody stops at one taco. The place for stopping was the parking lot. Or on the other side of that door. You're walking down a road now, sir, and that road leads to only one place, 18 tacos.
I don't think
that... Now, while we wait for your order of 18 tacos, I just need you to sign these forms.
What are these?
This one is a waiver. We just need you to acknowledge that you're about to eat 18 tacos. And we need an emergency contact, obviously.
No, but I just want a taco. Can I talk to your manager?
Oh, sure.
Manager to till, please.
Hello, how can I help you?
Oh, hi. I just ordered one taco.
Guillermo, 18 tacos!
Wait, can you tell Guillermo to stop? I just want one taco.
Guillermo, 18 more tacos!
No, Guillermo, one! Just one taco! I just want one taco! Why am I getting 18 tacos? I just want one taco!
Sir, what's the problem here?
I just want one taco.
Sir, this is what I do. This is what my work is. I'm at work right now, and I do this every day. And what I know is that this transaction right here ends with you gratefully looking into my eyes as you finish the final bites of your 18th taco.
Man, how many times do I have to say this? I want one taco.
Good one. Sir, we at Taco Hut are here to catch you when you fall. You have walked into a taco hut at 4 p.m. on a Monday. You have fallen. And we'll just need you to complete these forms. Did you show them where the bathroom key is?
Yes.
And did you tell them about the phone?
Well, not yet.
Okay, so this phone is for you to call your loved ones.
Why?
To tell them goodbye and sorry and that you eat tacos now. We've actually laminated some helpful sample sentences for you to use during the calls.
I'm eating tacos. I'm so sorry. It's not you, it's tacos.
The last one is very popular.
Sorry, period, tacos, period.
And if you find a phone call too overwhelming, we recommend using emojis, specifically heart emoji, then 18 taco emojis, then a skull emoji.
No, I won't be needing the phone, thank you.
And of course, with every 18 taco meal, you also get a taco life kit to help you on the slippery slope to rock bottom. So, here's your sleeping bag that also doubles as a big old napkin. some vitamin C to stave off scurvy, a self-help book called Taco Dependency, How to Put Your Broken Shell Back Together, and here's your new credit score.
What? Wait, how did this get so low?
Tacos, sir. Please keep up.
But I haven't even eaten a single taco yet.
Your primary residence will now be table 4 with Frank over there. Frank's the one working his way through the 13 burrito special. How's it going over there, Frank?
I still don't feel whole.
He's a good guy. Oh, thank you, Guillermo. And oh, here's your 18 tacos. Now, do you have any questions for us?
No, I keep telling you that I...
Oh, those smell good.
For more than 40 years, Rexall Place was Edmonton's shrine to hockey and home to some of the greatest players ever. But now, the Oilers have left for a new downtown arena, and Rexall has become a community rink. Some say the old barn is haunted, haunted by memories of greatness that time will never erase, and also haunted by a mysterious, solitary figure. Andrew Lloyd Webber presents The Phantom of Rexall Place.
Early mornings, sitting in the stands, screaming, cursing, glares from other fans. Paid too much for skates, but the part I really hate is that practice starts before the morning light. Yet still I sing the music of the ice.
The phantom has left the shadows of the night and become a new kind of monster. The phantom is now a hockey dad.
Pass it to Chris! Chris is wide open!
His son became his passion. His son's hobby became his obsession. And like most hockey parents, he's super weird about it.
If number 17 doesn't play tonight, there will be a disaster beyond your wildest imagination!
Jeez, Gary, it's novice hockey. They all get to play.
Oh, yeah. You also find out the Phantom's real name is Gary and has been this whole time.
Sit down, Gary. Your cape is blocking my view.
You'll shudder to the living nightmare that is being Gary's kid.
And as I lace my skates, I see his gloom. The Phantom of Rexall Place is here in the locker room.
Yeah, Gary, sorry, Mr. Phantom, I'm gonna have to ask you to leave the locker room and join the rest of the parents in the stands.
My dad lives in the Zamboni room.
Quiet, Chris! It's just since the divorce.
Dramatic staging.
Hey, who filled the rink with fog and candelabras?
I can't even see the puck!
Gary Phantom, this has you written all over it.
The Phantom of Rexall Place. This is not your father's phantom. It's his phantom as a father.
You will name my kid your team's captain, or your deepest nightmares shall become waking reality.
Gary, they're 7 years old. There's no captain. Jeez, I hate this guy.
Yeah, but the crowd does dig him on the organ.
Opera, almost exactly like you've seen him before, in the Phantom of Rexall Place.
There is just no way he should have let that one kid play. That is why we lost the game tonight. It's over now, the music of the...
It's not over, Gary. They have another game in 30 minutes.
Show starring
Kathy Durkach,
Neil Gron,
Mark Meir,
Jana O'Connor,
and Donovan Workin.
Live music by Kieran Martin Murphy and music maestro Jan Randall. Live sound effects by Dave Clark. Sketches were written by Carly Heffernan, Peter Brown, Tom Hill, and Devin McKenzie, with Sam Mullins and Chris Wilson, and head writer Neil Gron. Music written by Jan Randall and Trevor Strong. The show is recorded by Corey Haberstock, with assistance from Nick Strasky, and edited by Ray Buxton. The senior producer for CBC Radio Comedy is Tracy Rideout. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown, and recorded before a live audience at Victoria School of the Arts in Edmonton!
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.